He loved to drive. He loved his 4x4. He'd post his pictures on YouTube, his videos of a rock crawler. That's a truck over, like, you know, one of those trucks with independent suspension. It can crawl over anything. Bart Sutherland. Then he was hit by a car. He had a kid, gave up the rocks for the road, and was in a terrible car accident. And he lost his memory of that moment. And 8 years ago, he's still impacted. And now he's doing something else, and he's helping out healthcare workers who are stuck, guess what, in the snow. And he's now known as Bart O'Built. And Bart Sutherland joins us now. Bart, first of all, great to have you on the program.
Thank you so much for reaching out and wanting to kind of tell the story.
What happened to you 8 years ago?
I was commuting to work, heading up over a local area we call the Malahat, kind of. It's a mountain pass between Victoria and the north end of Vancouver Island, and was unfortunately hit by a motorhome head-on. And basically, it put me in a coma, shattered my pelvis, serious traumatic brain injury, punctured lungs. I mean, the list was just endless, with a very bleak forecast for my recovery.
You were hit by a motorhome, like just were you, like, head on?
Head on, yeah. So I was entering an intersection and going through a green light, and unfortunately, the gentleman didn't realize that he didn't have an advanced green. I suppose, I don't really know, but he turned left in front of me to cross the highway, and I was doing, you know, 83 kilometers an hour, I believe, and didn't even have time to hit the brakes.
And you don't have any memory of it?
No, the memory I have is basically kind of a reconstruction that one does from reading, you know, evidence or reports. But the memory of the impact and really any point past that is just not there.
And before that, you were like a hardcore driver. Like, tell me a bit about your 4x4 love.
Well, I got into 4x4 through my brother-in-law, actually. He bought a Toyota 4x4 and kind of joined this crew of guys, and you know, it really kind of got me in all the places where, you know, I could use my fabrication skills, my interest in engines, my love for driving, and also, you know, like the challenges, the conquering of an obstacle. Sometimes you can't even walk up these obstacles.
Crazy.
Or let alone think that anyone could drive up them, and somehow we did.
So you were, and then, you know, crazy, right? You're in a car accident after you're like a great driver. What was your recovery like?
They said that chances are my right arm was paralyzed, and my pelvis, the outer side of it, was broken. So I was non-weight bearing, very little use of my left leg for 2 years. My right arm was paralyzed for a year and a half until it kind of started to come back to life, which was completely unexplainable because there was a large portion of the nerve just gone. Basically from kind of the point that it started twitching a little bit, I really kind of dug deep inside and started in a sense willing it to work again. But the support of the healthcare providers that I received was kind of that tipping point.
Right.
They saw something in me, you know, a fire inside that wanted to challenge all of these diagnoses and say, you know, like, that's just your opinion, doctor, not mine.
Right.
And
but I mean, you had lost everything. It wasn't just physical, right? You lost your career.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't able to work anymore. I'm still on what's referred to as permanent disability, just due to the compounding effects of all of the injuries. And the unfortunate thing is that on paper, on surface, you would never know that I've been through what I've been through.
Right.
The lasting effects are, you know, that invisible damage of mental health struggles and brain injury, and, you know, having to really try to figure out who I am, what my purpose, what my meaning is.
And yet, and then now you're driving Snowden. So how did you start driving Snowden healthcare staff?
So So there's a local group of on Vancouver Island, VI Toyota 4x4s, and it's a group of like-minded individuals that have a love for Toyotas and the four-wheel drive. And a member on there a few years ago, a couple of the members kind of joined forces and created a Facebook group for transporting VHA, or Vancouver Island Health Authority, staff during inclement weather. And I happened to be equipped this year to be able to help and have the time around the holidays. I didn't have my kids this year over Christmas, so I had Christmas to kind of pour myself into something. And a call came out for a ride on Salt Spring Island, where I happened to be for Christmas Day.
Right.
And did a trip there, and it really, really warmed me up. You know, it kind of gave me the reason why people start giving back in the holidays. And so I returned to Vancouver Island the following morning on the very first ferry, and had already jumped on the Facebook group and booked a number of rides, and basically went 7 days straight from there on out. Watched the sunrise, and you know, watched the night pass on the clock.
And you've transported 100 healthcare staff.
More actually, you know, I don't have a total number. A lot of them were the same staff member, just multiple days in a row.
Amazing.
Because I was really able to. The really beneficial thing for me was being able to ensure that those overworked, you know, understaffed employees could get home and rest. So when they got off work, they weren't stressing about digging their car out. They weren't, you know, had that anxiety of driving in snow or conditions that they would not be comfortable in, but due to their dedication to their job would have done. So, you know, dropping these people off at night and saying, I will see you here at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning.
So great.
And I will get you to your shift. They were able to sleep, you know, so just their effectiveness at their job became that much more.
And you spent $1,000 more of your own money on gas and time. Like, honestly, well, this is a great thing, man. You're just giving back, and it's fantastic.
The phenomenal thing is that I shared my adventures on my own Facebook group, my own Facebook page. And this is emotional, my incredible group of support, not even my friends, I mean, the people that support me, every single one of them, they recognized what I did, and a number of them reached out and donated the cost of my fuel.
Oh, my
so,
God.
So, yes, I may have stepped up in the beginning and wouldn't have backed down from it, but it was completely covered.
Well, I got to tell you, Bart, a couple things. One, I wish you a great recovery, and you've been through hell.
Thank you.
Two, that you're giving back, and this is a day on our program where we're talking about this. You just are emblematic of all the good things, and I love it. And I have to say, finally, you are rocking the greatest mullet I've seen all year. Nice job, Bart. So great,
well,
man.
Well, you know, I was told some people don't wear capes, and my response was, well, you know, some people just have to grow them, I guess.
The man with the hair. Hey, Bart Sutherland, yeah. Bart O'Bilt, helping out healthcare workers. Thank you for the inspiration. We wish you luck on the recovery. You're the best of the best, brother. Thank you.